poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night or Saturday morning, depending on where you're at. And you've made it through the Chargers-Rebels game to World Poetry Open Mic right here on KZKO The Vibe. I'm G. Todd. I'm your humble host and poet extraordinaire. And we, on my left-hand side, we have our usual host, Mr. Michael Amade. Wake up.
Fuck! Oh. We on the air?
Yes. We're okay. On the air, finally.
Okay. We're on the air. Hey. Hey, we're on the air.
We are okay. On the air. That was a good right. Game, though, I got to right. Say, on thank our you. Sister station. And sitting next to him, we've got the Phantom. Oh, and her microphone's not on.
Oh, hello. Some would say the microphone's...
I just stole the microphone from Mike. All yes. Right.
So
hello.
Welcome to our humble
thank you.
Show.
How can you be extraordinaire and humble in the same sentence?
You can do both, and I will do both.
Oh, really? Oh, you I've got my
else,
microphone back.
You know who else does that? We have a few things to get to, but we do have a caller on the line who's also extraordinary and amazing.
Beyond extraordinary as far as spoken word art, but we'll get to him in a moment. We got to pay our bills, but before we pay our bills, I got to recognize our technical producer, the nine-fingered half-squatch. He is
thumbs.
JT.
Thumbs.
When do I get...
It would just be completely disrespectful to not announce him. Half-squatch,
nine-fingered. So
nine
I have nine thumbs or nine fingers. Which is it?
Thumbs.
Nine of each.
You
nine
tell me. Each. You tell us, JT. Yeah. You make up your mind.
Okay.
It depends on
okay.
How good you're doing on the board. If you're doing bad, we'll call them thumbs. If
I hate people when they
call them fingers. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. I really dislike it when people don't make a decision about their anatomy.
There you go. You need anatomy flashcards. So.
That must make you angry.
Good catch.
You're welcome. All right. Before we pay our bills, I do want to say a special thank you to Rick Lewis and Jeb Poutier for putting on the show on our sister station. The football game was a huge success. Thank you guys very much. It was nice to have your professionalism and your broadcasting skills brought to our network. Thank you very
it's
much.
It's true. And one thing that I would really like to do just to our listeners specifically is, this was something we were kind of trying out. We weren't sure exactly how this was going to work. I want to just apologize from the KZKO MSC family and from our family here for keeping you guys, kind of waiting by the radio so long. And if you're still there, still yes. By the computer, we understand this is kind of weird. We're actually going to kind of go a different direction next time. We're not going to push it this way.
So we do want to hear your poetry. You're going to call in 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We also have some submissions we're going to read tonight as well.
Exactly. We are being brought to you this hour by LatinLifeDenver.com. Check them out. Actually, yes. Check them out at LatinLifeDenver.com. Anything and everything pertaining to the Latin community here in Colorado. Also, at the Beach Tanning, 31 Denver metro area locations. Go to MSCSports.com and click their tab for a chance to win a $30 gift card at the beach. And now with the bills paid, we are going to a spoken word art professional extraordinaire himself. He is Chris from Writer's Cafe.
Good morning, evening, guys.
Good morning, evening, yes.
Good morning,
yes.
Evening.
Good evening.
Oh, no.
Well, I tried calling you guys just to find out were you really going to come on tonight.
We were.
Surprisingly, we're here.
Well, I figure you guys must have had a lot of coffee already.
Yes, I have.
Is it obvious?
Dang. All right. You got to share a poem with us?
Oh, I've got one for you.
All right.
I just wanted to say one, Todd. I've read yours 10/03/2013 today. I left you a note there in the comments. Just wanted to say thank you for writing that and spreading it out. That was quite an insight.
You know,
thank you.
My sister hasn't read that one. It's a very close personal one. I might actually break that out and read that tonight. And she may cry, but thank you.
That's some good insight. Anyway, I've got one for you guys. I even wrote it today.
All right.
She sells seashells by. Strange the little meaningless ditties that weave within your mind as you stand lost in time, gazing out over your now. Sand and waves, each marching, cascading endlessly atop the other, swirling, twirling, over and around, and finally erasing the marks your existence brought to where your now is, was. Footsteps gone. Sometimes you want to talk, but, well, life doesn't provide caring ears to all. That's just how it is. So you put yourself where the white noise lets you think, and the thoughts fill you. Walking along the waves, I haven't ever seen you as a fairy princess, nor all clothed in white light. I've seen you as a real person. Wants and flaws, heart and angries. Sometimes I wondered about your daydreams, the directions they took. Sometimes I saw the woman looking at me, and sometimes a very little girl. Some days I had daydreams too. He said and she said, and not silly at all thoughts. Intentful dreams of nothing moments, things that wouldn't end the world, though I wish they could have created one. Some days I'd breathe, others I didn't remember how. Life does that, touching you behind your eyes, leaving you to deal as only you can. Sometimes you stand till the sun is right there, watching life wash up like driftwood, a lost world's debris of sundered moments and ended futures. And sometimes you just turn away and walk. Walk. I'm glad you guys got here tonight.
Wow, brother. Very well done, my friend. We're glad you made it through tonight.
You guys are gone this evening because I want to hear some people I've been waiting to hear come up and let some thoughts loose.
Exactly. That's what this is about. World Poetry Open Mic, sharing your thoughts, sharing in poetic thought with people all over the nation.
And I do want to hear yours.
All right, brother.
So don't forget.
I won't forget.
Don't chicken out.
No, I'll probably stumble my way through it because it yanks at me too. So
I second Chris's notion. So okay. I'll make sure he's on it, Chris.
All right. If
do
you want
that.
To call,
I'll skip a week.
Yeah.
Can you handle?
I couldn't live a week without you calling our show, brother.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'll think about it. At least I got coffee.
Thank you, Chris. If you want to call in like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. You know, we started at kind of a weird time here, but we're still going to really operate it exactly the same way we do a normal show.
Exactly.
And
so,
yeah.
as loose can be and as long as we want to. No, I'm just kidding. It was funny. one of our listeners, Steve, said that last week we held a station hostage, and now we were held hostage.
Yeah, I did say on Facebook I thought that this was kind of payback. But
it
actually,
I,
that's not how we work here at MSC anyway.
No.
But
and actually, it was a great opportunity for MSC Radio Network to carry the football game, to have such professional broadcasters come in. We don't mind stepping back and letting other people do their thing, too. So
absolutely. I just think we'll handle it for our listeners a little bit differently this next time, just to kind of, you know, keep people on their normal sleep schedule.
Exactly.
I know we're poets, but, you know, sometimes we got to sleep.
Exactly.
Who needs to sleep?
I remember you giving me a hard time about not sleeping enough a few days ago.
There you go. All right, we've got another caller calling in from Ohio. Please welcome Tate.
Hi, guys. How's everybody?
Oh, doing great, brother. How you doing?
Good. I see you guys are running late tonight.
You know, sometimes we do that, but that's all right.
Doesn't bother me anyway.
Are we running late or running early?
We're early for next week.
That's fine.
Technically, if you really look at it, time is ours.
There you go.
I'm kidding. That's not true.
We might lose some of our people tonight. I didn't stay up this late.
We might gain a few new ones from the West Coast, too. So, who knows?
They just got off work. Right.
There you go.
Hey, I hear Hawaii's open for business.
There you go.
I did send a note to Dave, who didn't mind that I read his poem at all.
Awesome.
It's so good. So, if you need any later, I'll read you one of his. But I thought I'd read you the one I wrote this week. This is the first one I've written in a month.
Okay.
All right. Called Wild West Wind. We were traveling roads out west, across the plains of the Great Divide. We'd been up into Canada, a country that's both tall and wide. We drove across the Queen's Highway, over the mountains, one by one, to the Northwest Territories in the land of the midnight sun, where we came upon a mountain that was cleaved in half at the top. At the bottom lay the result, for there the road came to a stop. Where once had been a little town, now lay the boulders far and wide. An earthquake had torn it in half and ripped off an entire side. At the base of the mountain lay a plaque inscribed with all the names of those who had perished there, all the families who'd lost their claims. Each of them were drawn by riches to the gold fields of the Northwest. They're strong of heart, sought a new start, and were willing to brave the test. An old woman in the diner where we stopped to marvel the scene sat there telling us the story as she managed to cook and clean. Only one soul had made it out and lived through that horrible day. You know, she said, they went to bed the same night that they passed away. The night before had seen a storm that blew a gale across the bridge. They'd built with pride to the far side that led to the top of the ridge. There they had drilled and dug and fought to reach the gold and silver vein, like the miners, 49ers, and their kin of the Spanish Main. A child's cry was the only sound that could be heard that fateful morn, but after that I'm sure she wished that perhaps she had never been born. The old woman's face lined with pain told how she lived through cold and fright, recanted as if yesterday for the folks she had lost that night.
Nice. Well done, Tate.
Thank you.
Thank you for staying up late with
us.
Yes,
it's got to be
working. Oh, I'm up. I'm a nocturne. I stay up all night.
Me too.
Are you still at work?
Pardon?
Are you still at work?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I knew you worked kind of late, though.
For
us, comparatively.
You want to hear another one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
One of Dave's. One I like of Dave's called Eternal Youth. I was traveling through a countryside that I'd never seen before. As it grew dark, the mountainside loomed threatening over my car. The cloud hung low in the luring sky, my headlights cut through the gloom. Ahead on the twisting, bending road, I had hopes of a cozy room. There wasn't a house or farm out there. The valley was threading down. The deeper it went, the darker yet, and still no sign of a town. I thought that I'd have to drive all night, and my eyes were growing dim. When back in the trees, I saw a light and a sign. The Dewdrop Inn. I pulled at the bell for the publican, and I heard a shuffle inside. A shadow loomed, and the hinges creaked, and the door swung open wide. A man so gaunt, and his face was gray, and his sallow cheeks were thin, stood trembling in the doorway there in the hall of the Dewdrop Inn. I followed him in, not saying a word. He motioned me into the bar, then poured me a whiskey and water while I stared at a glass-topped jar. It drew my gaze as I sipped my drink, for the contents bubbled and swirled. And as I said, Just where is the dewdrop in? He replied, at the end of the world. His voice came bubbling out of his chest like a rasp from a rusty saw. His hands were trembling where they lay, and he kept his eyes on the door. The jar, it changes its colors, look, from red to green and gold. He said, they told me one sip from that and a man would never grow old. I stared at him, and I saw him frown with a tear at the edge of his eye, this ancient man with a trembling hand, and I said, well, that's a lie. He shook his head, and he turned to me. It depends on what you want it for. I was 22 when I took my sip, and now I'm 164. I didn't age for 100 years. I reveled in my youth so long. But suddenly I grew weary, thought that there must have been something wrong. I lost the zest for a youthful life, was beginning to feel my years. All my friends were dead and gone, and my life is a valley of tears. You're telling me that one sip from this will give me 100 true, that I'll still be fit and still be strong at 132. You will, but there's a condition. You must take on the dewdrop in and stay in this cursed valley then till a seeker of youth walks in. So I'm standing here behind the counter with my eyes on the outer door. I've stood like a stone for 40 years and paced the track on the floor. The publican left the moment I sipped, and he went with a joyous cry in search of a path from the dewdrop in where at last he could finally die.
Nice. Well done, my brother.
Thank you.
Tate, thank you for staying up late and helping out our show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
All right. If you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598, but you will have to be willing to hold over the break, which we need to take to help pay our bills.
Exactly. So you've been listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com. Drinking super is essential to performing super, on and off the field. Whatever field you perform on, Body Armor is the drink essential for your prime performance. B vitamins, as much potassium as a banana, antioxidants, and 2.5 times the electrolytes found in the leading sports drink. Body Armor is superior nutrition and hydration. Go to drinkbodyarmor.com to learn more. Drink super with Body Armor.
Jet City Woman, please write. And we've got a faithful fan of the show probably rocking out right now to that. Total Kreenstrike fan, but we're not going to go into who that is. All right, you're listening
it's
to
me.
World Poetry Open Mic. It's me, too.
I'm
but
just teasing.
You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We do poetry as well as music talk here.
And we are all standing, and I don't know why.
It's cold in the studio, but that's all right.
It's because someone had to leave the door open before we went on the air.
I was still doing jumping jacks.
I know,
I was about to say, I don't feel temperature as I'm a phantom, so I don't get it.
Okay, ready? No, you make it cold in here. I'm just going to start running in place here.
There you go. All right, so if you want to call us, you're going to want to call 303-386-3598. I do want to let you know, we didn't give out our rules. Normally, we ask for PG-13. Poetry. We're so late. If the kids are up, they're up, and they shouldn't be. So bring whatever poetry you want.
You know, we are kind of broadcast worldwide, though.
That's true. So we do want to keep it clean. Never mind. We don't censor our poetry here. Never will. So
we will censor our.
We should. We should.
Deep burn.
We should censor our co-host.
I have a feeling I know who's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
I have a sinking suspicion. But
I'm surprised we're still getting callers. This is kind of cool,
this
isn't it?
Is. Yeah. Late at night, hanging out.
Late night edition of Weird Poetry.
I knew it.
Was that the remix version?
It's the extended mix.
The Emperor is not amused.
Oh, shoot.
Ouch.
Emperor Steve, how are you doing tonight?
The Emperor is not amused.
Okay.
It is Saturday.
Well, how are you doing this morning?
Well, it's Saturday and you don't have a bagel.
It's Saturday without a bagel.
Oh.
Yet. There's still a lot of Saturday left.
Well, I told him before. He hasn't gone to bed yet, so it's still Friday.
So it's still Friday. I haven't slept yet. It's Friday.
Well,
very existential of you.
The Emperor told me that I have to give a special message to Michael. Because last week, Michael used the word puce in a sentence.
Yes.
Does he level up?
The Emperor wanted me to tell him, in the words of his youth, good morning, good morning. We talked the whole night through. Good morning.
Good morning to you
and you and you and you.
Nice.
You know, it's actually, that is, believe it or not, and this is something I don't say in public very often, that is actually one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah. Singing in the Rain. Absolutely.
Other than that, you are a wonderful man.
Nice.
Now, there's a lot of other things that preclude that as well, but thank you very much.
You're taking my line. You're not saying right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
As Gandalf said, the elves have left the building.
Yes, exactly.
That is totally up Phantom's sense of humor.
It is.
We are getting punchy.
Yes, we are. It's kind of late here, and I've had way too much coffee and Monster Energy beverage, and I feel like I'm going to vibrate out of my skin. How you doing, brother?
I am breathing in and breathing out.
That's a good start. Any day on this side of the grass is a good day.
Or as my grandmother used to say, if you're good enough to complain, you're good enough.
Exactly.
No, I'm doing well, thank you. And I'm glad to hear all of you guys are doing well, and I was going through withdrawal for 3 hours.
So were we.
So were we.
You guys are a habit, but it's a good habit.
We were cooped up in the studio this entire time. We were going through withdrawal.
Oh, I am so sorry for you, Phantom.
Hey. I'm not used to being in this forum for so long. What?
I'm saying I'm sorry for you that you were stuck with them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that you can feel my pain.
Well, you know, but I set it up for you. You didn't take the swing.
I know. I'm all doped up on NyQuil. Jeremy got me sick. I mean, J. Todd. See? There we go.
Yeah. Now
I failed.
You took the swing.
I failed.
You cannot give away secret identities.
I know.
Yes.
But on that note, before I end up taking way too much time, because there are people awake and waiting to get on.
Awesome.
If I may, a new piece called The Glass. Through all the long and lonely years, I viewed life through the bottom of a glass. For all the long and lost years, its beveled bottom gave a funhouse view of twisted reality and misshapen cast. Its amber contents spilling over gave a warm and sepia glow to mundane monotony as day by day and drop by drop the years poured through the glass. In the safety of the glass, I found solace. In the safety of the glass, I found strength. In the safety of the glass, I found an altered vision of me, altered by my vision through the beveled glass. Through the bottom of the glass, I saw the me I wished to be but feared to be, until the glass shattered, and all that remained was the harsh, grim reflection in a thousand fractured shards, each a dream that was dying to become a new dream aborn in a clear-eyed, bright new day.
Nice.
You know,
thank you.
It's really nice to be able to sit here for, you know, be held hostage for several hours and come on and be able to hear work like that. Thank you, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well done,
brother.
Thank you.
And as always, thank you all for everything you do for all of us. You have no idea how much we all appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys are amazing and make our Friday nights worth coming here and waiting 3 hours to do a show.
When you get done, go grab a bagel and have a schmear.
Bagel and a schmear with some lox.
I may do that.
Let's do it.
There we go. That's what we're doing.
Take care.
Thank Bye. You. All right. So, being as Steve called and his voice kind of reminds me of my father, I'm going to tell you.
I was going to say, please, Phantom. If you want to call in like Steve, 303-386-3598, and now continue.
Exactly. 303-386-3598. If Phantom, you're going to want to grab a tissue right now. This is a poem I wrote this week. I didn't know what to title it, so I just titled it with the date that I wrote it. This is entitled 10-3-2013. I called your voicemail for 10 months after you passed away, just to hear you utter a generic phrase. I miss your wisdom and guidance. When I would hear a song that reminded me of you, I would call and listen once more, wishing I could go back and change the past and make your transition more peaceful somehow. When I reread your poems for the 1,000th time, I see beyond the words unto what was left unwritten. I think about the inspiration that they launched, and I call again to share that moment with you. Merely hearing you recite those unthoughtful lines, hearing the exhaustion in your voice, knowing the last year had been so taxing. I read an old journal entry that I logged, running by an explanation of a phrase that you used. I pondered it for quite a while. I called again today, only to hear a different voice this time. The number you have reached has been disconnected. I will never call again. And that was actually this week. I called my dad's voicemail to hear his voice, and they finally shut off his phone.
Oh, man.
And it slayed me, you know, because for months I'd been calling just to hear him.
Yeah.
So, Chris, your request has been honored, man.
Boy. That's And, you know, we've kind of dealt with this over the last few weeks, too. There's some really, you know, one of the things we deal with here is, you know, we act goofy. We do silly stuff. But we also deal with some really honest moments. And I think that's really a cool thing. We're able to deal with those kinds of things.
It is.
I actually had a dream about him this week, and it was kind of a nightmare. So I was like, are you kidding me?
I truly believe when we dream of people that have passed, it's them trying to contact us and talk to us. And I've had dreams about all of our family members since they've gone.
I was trying to give him his dog back, and he wouldn't take Chewy back. And I was like, but that dog loves you. He misses you.
I was going to say.
It was a nightmare.
Have you seen Chewy? He wouldn't take him back. He'd be
hey,
like, I'm glad
I love
I'm done
that
with
dog.
Him. Anyway, so if you want to call in 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I know it's a little bit late, but you know what? It's, you know, all around the world. People are able to listen. There's got a lot of listeners around the world. This is a really cool time to call in and share your poetry. If you're just finding us for the first time, give us a shout.
Exactly. And let us know you love us. You're our family.
I actually posted on Facebook that I wrote a poem, which is not something I normally do. And last week, to preface this, Marie from Denver called in and read a poem for me that she wrote for me. And it's about a mutual passion we share for Benedict Cumberbatch as Sherlock. In BBC Sherlock.
Okay.
Yes, Michael.
Really? They're Cumber bitches.
Right. We are Cumber babes, yes.
You know, this
so,
is
great. She started this off.
I love this.
With, you should. She started this off with a poem.
She did.
She shut up. A poem about the first episode of Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock. And so I'm following this up, emulating her style for the second episode of the series. This is for Marie, and also for Dina, who wrote a fantastic poem for both Marie and I.
Okay.
Again, about the same subject. A yellow warning, a black lotus, a row with a machine, and the misconceptions begin. Take my card. A job with a paycheck. One murder becomes two. A disappearance. I always work alone because no one can compete with my massive intellect. That's error number two. A Chinese circus, one night only. Two tickets before a cozy date becomes three, and the final piece falls into place in this misunderstanding. A revelation. The books hold the key to the puzzle, but figured out too late. A death threat with mistaken identity. All this chaos over one little hairpin. Bang.
Nice.
Thank you.
Pow.
Pow.
Take
Zach.
That, Benedict Cumberbatch fans everywhere.
Murray. Thank you for inspiring me, my dear.
All right.
Oh, Benedict.
I've got to say, I want to say this on the air. This is the second poem you've read of yours
if
on the air.
If this ever gets out, I would gladly go on a date with that man.
Okay.
No, just be sure to tell us when
Benedict Cumberbatch, since you are listening and I called you
girlfriend.
Earlier, you're going to take my sister out, I guess. So.
Heck yeah. No.
All right. So, I just wanted to say you are developing very well the poetic genes in our family.
Thank
that was
you.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a very interesting sentence there. We're not going to go into that on the air. I'm sorry, I've been studying Freud this week.
Whatever. All right, so you're listening to the late night edition of World Poetry Open Mic, or the early morning, depending on where you're located.
This is World Poetry Open Mic, sexy edition.
So you're going to want to call 303-386-3598, or if you want the real sexy edition, it'd be 976-386. You're going to want to be able to hold over the break, though, because we are having to go pay some bills. We are KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And you are listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
So
save
sexy.
Us from ourselves.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. To At the Beach, your tanning superstore, and get your tan on with 5 freaking levels of tanning. If UV rays aren't your thing and you need a sunless solution, try Mystic Tan or Versa Spa Spray Tanning or any one of our California Tan indoor tanning lotions. They're ridiculously convenient with over 70 tanning salons in Colorado, Kansas, California, and Oklahoma. And tanning will take no freaking time at all because they have a ton of tanning beds and no wait. Go to KZKO Radio to enter to win a freaking $30 card at the beach. You have no excuse to be pale. At the beach, get your tan on.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
Snap, I've got the power.
In Soviet Russia, which is totally out of Russian accent, poem reads you.
Speaking of Russians, Kiefer hasn't called our show in a long time. I'm calling him out.
Kiefer.
He needs to call us.
You know who I miss? Individuality and Bob.
I know.
What does
I've
this
had
have
to
do
call
with
out
Russia?
Bob before.
Bob?
No, calling out Kiefer.
Bob,
calling
you need to call
in
and let us know you're okay, brother, because I know that you went under the knife and had your knee repaired, so yeah. And so you need to call our show. It's late tonight. Maybe we can get you next week. I know Jack owes me a poem.
Jack does owe you a poem because he
I
lost
won
a
the
bet.
What is this? The Catholic edition? Are we making everybody feel guilty?
Yes, we are guilting everybody to call in.
We all have a little bit of Irish in us.
Extremely...
Irish Catholics. Yeah. We're used to that, right?
We're extremely disappointed you haven't called in this week. You're
Don't
really disappointing your
ruler.
Family. Some kidding. Of us have a very little Irish Catholic, but we're not going to get into that.
There you go.
You haven't called your mother.
You haven't called your mother? Dang it.
I have called my mother. I talked to my mother.
You've called her several things, haven't you?
No.
No, I'm just
all nice.
Seriously, save us from ourselves. One
of, all right, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
Actually, I wanted to say this out loud. One of the things I have called my mother recently is a badass.
Yes.
She is.
And she's been going through some challenges and everything, and she actually did want me to mention, it was a couple weeks ago, she mentioned that for her, she was having a really hard time kind of focusing and being cognitive after going through, you know, surgery and all this stuff. And the way that we actually kind of got her back into that track was reading her poetry. And so my father and one of my younger brothers would spend a lot of time reading poetry to her and sing and songs and lyrics and all that. And that was the way she was able to kind of tune back in and start getting back in with the language and everything.
That was really cool.
Beautiful.
It was kind of cool.
That is. Do we have a submission we want read tonight?
We have a submission, but first, I was thinking, you know, he's sick right now.
He is.
But there is a man who...
Well, 3/4 of our crew is sick right now.
That's actually true.
And you're the only well one.
I'm the only one.
And
I am invincible.
In the room with two of them. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, that's very
there
true.
Can only be one.
Come
there
here,
can only
give
be
me
one.
A kiss.
But so really, we have a member of our crew who does something very special. He's a master, and he really needs no introduction. So... I went ahead and made him this great introduction. It's the Haiku Master.
Again.
Hi-ya!
You made that?
Damn it.
That is ridiculous.
It is pretty ridiculous. It's kind of
awesome.
Like
awesome.
It's kind of like it's kind of like a sandwich using marshmallows. Actually, I found that one time. There was a life-size cheeseburger. I bought it at Walgreens. It was entirely made out of marshmallow.
What?
Yeah. It was
like
$2.
Those candies?
Yeah, but it was a full size
instead of the little itty bitty ones?
Yeah. I took one bite of it and I thought it was terrible, so I ended up throwing it at a kid.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm kidding. He was a teenager.
Did you lick it first so that stuck to his forehead?
It was a teenager and he deserved it.
All right.
Anyway, moving on. Okay, so here we go. Three haiku.
Probably not about a teenager.
Or a marshmallow burger. I make no admissions to anything legally on the air. Anyway, the subject, as always, of the haiku is not obvious. There's something going on here, but what it is isn't exactly obvious. And so your job is to hear it and kind of, if you have an idea what it is, you know, put something on our Facebook, send it to us through email. Just kind of fun.
All right.
Here's the first. The stars that spikle.
Spikle?
You know?
Nice.
You know? This is what the self-obsessed do.
All right, hold on. Ready? Ready? Haiku Master Bit, take two.
The stars that sparkle silently through the dark night as diamonds in light.
All right.
Okay. Number one. Number two. If the stars do shine with the light of a million years, my dreams in them live.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. The last one. The gift of my heart enclosed in the sparkling stars always for you live.
Is it Batman?
You know, naturally, it's Batman.
Naturally. And it's not better than Color Badge either. I just want you to know that.
Now, before we leave this, I do want to throw out, actually, you know what? We'll talk about this in a minute. Roll the music! I always just wanted to say it like that.
All right, cool.
He's a haiku master.
You know...
Hi-ya!
The remix version of the Haiku Master. I love it.
It's no secret to people on the air that I am completely obsessed to the point of almost freakishness with palindromes. So I'm going to just give one out. Yo, bottoms up, U.S. motto boy. There you go. You're welcome.
Nice.
I-Man am regal, a German am I.
Just stop.
Never odd or even if I had a hi-fi. Madam, I'm Adam.
Rats live on no evil star.
Race car.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Let's move on. Anyway, we've got submissions here.
Yes.
Could you take this here for me?
But before we do the submissions, we need to let our callers know, if you're out there, you want to share your poetry, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Or you can submit online at worldpoetryopenmic.net like this next person did.
Exactly. And this is Sharon Lee Goodhand. She says in the message, peace and greetings. Love the show, but because I live in Australia, I can't really ring in, which... I will say, Sharon Lee, that's
untrue.
Not necessarily true.
We've had callers.
Exactly. Yeah. But maybe it's a schedule thing.
Yeah.
Right. So I thought I'd share a few poems with you. This is one. She said, don't read them all at once. So this one's called Incomparable. Sometimes you find in life a few, an incomparable few, who are the light in your dark, who are in many ways an echo of your own heart's beat, a mere image of your timeless soul. They are your thoughts before you speak them, almost before you think them. A few... an incomparable few who touch with infinite care where you have never been touched, move you in ways you never knew existed, touching you, moving without the exchange of physical contact, but that sweet bliss may come with time or not. And still the profound intensity that unites two in thoughts and soul grows. Enchantment wraps itself round mortal beings, treasure such unions of spirit, for all things pass, sooner, later, or at the very end of days. All things will pass for all hearts. That was kind of cool.
That's good.
So that's Sharon Lee Goodhand all the way from Australia.
From Australia. Did she give a city?
She didn't. But I basically, as an American, just assume Australia is just one city.
No.
Yes, because that's the way to assume everything else outside of the U.S.
Basically, exactly. I'm afraid of everybody but Americans.
There you go.
And even then, Americans are kind of scary.
So, that being said, I know she's from Australia. She may not like this club, but I just want to say go Central Coast Mariners. There you go. It's out there.
It's out there. This is real.
It's real.
So that was a submission.
Stuff just got
and
real in
so
the studio.
We're a show about poetry, yeah?
Yeah, we do poetry amongst music talk, sports, dorkiness.
Geeks, yeah. Nerddom.
All
Benedict
right.
Benedict Cumberbatch. The new trailer.
No.
It has his voice in it.
It does have his voice in it, but it's nice and auto-tune. So anyway.
We do poetry.
Could we stop talking about Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes, absolutely.
I have
a poem. 5 minutes.
He's good, you know.
He's fantastic.
He's good. Have you seen his book?
Wow. Really?
Who hasn't seen his?
I knew it.
Not sitting around you.
All right. I found a... Oh, really?
What's up?
Oh, I thought you were getting mad because I was going to read a poem.
No.
That's what the show is about. Please.
Please, by all means, read a poem.
All right. This one is by Christina Rossetti. It's called Song. When I am dead, my dearest... Sing no sad songs for me. Plant thou no roses at my head, nor shady cypress tree. Be the green grass above me, with showers and dewdrops wet. And if thou wilt remember, and if thou wilt forget. I shall not see the shadows, I shall not feel the rain. I shall not hear the nightingale sing on as if in pain. And dreaming through the twilight that doth not rise nor set, haply I may remember. And happily may forget.
All right.
That's a really great one, isn't it?
We need to announce the Poet of the Month for October.
I will allow you to do that.
All right. Through executive decision, and merely that, we need to correct a wrong that's been sitting for a long time on our plate.
A wrong.
Yes.
A wrong, wrong, wrong. A shameful
a do wrong.
Wrong,
wrong.
A do wrong, wrong.
A wrong, wrong, wrong. A do wrong, wrong.
So, when we first went on the air with the show, we were playing around with the Poet of the Month idea.
Right.
And,
Among other things.
Among a lot of other ideas, because, you know, having a new show and not knowing how to build it, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And one day, this person had a reign from the 30th to December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to correct this.
Mm-hmm.
Our World Poetry Open Mic, Poet of the Month, whether you know him as Tony or whether you know him as Titus, he is a badass poet. Please welcome Tony as our World Poetry Open Mic, Poet of the Month.
About time.
Yeah.
Finally have righted a wrong in how many months has it been?
I know. It's only been
It's been almost
months.
A year.
Yeah. I can't even feel my legs.
Oh, yeah. Tony, send
us That's a problem. That's a medical problem.
Send us your bio information.
Stand up for me.
Send us your bio information, and we can put it on our website. We will correct all the wrong that we did for you. You get a full month all to yourself, brother.
And a day.
And a day.
And a day. You get better than most.
I thought you just said my last name. I would like to, because I know we have a caller, but very quickly, there's a poem. I've been really going through a lot of the work of Rumi recently.
Okay.
And there's one called The Morning Breeze. This is a really beautiful piece, and it actually talks about, there's a lot of creative people who really focus on this thing where they say between waking up between 3 and 4 in the morning, for some reason they wake up right around then, and it always seems like some sort of inspiration is always right there. They always feel like something magical is kind of happening for them right around there.
I keep a notebook on my nightstand just for that case.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. So Rumi actually kind of references something like this.
Okay.
It's a very short one. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill. Where the two worlds touch. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep.
Nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Rumi had it, man.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yes.
Incredible.
All right. Speaking of applause and badass poets, he's not our Poet of the Month this time, but he's a longtime supporter of our show. Please welcome to the line from Michigan, the Mitten State.
The Mitten State.
Dennis.
Dennis.
The Mitten State.
Dennis, how are you doing tonight, good sir?
I am doing very well. Hello, J. Todd.
Hello and good morning.
Hello, Michael.
Hello,
and
sir.
Hello, Phantom.
Good morning, and I salute you.
Who knows what poetry lurks in the minds of men? The Phantom knows.
Brilliant.
I was really touched by J. Todd's poem regarding his father. And that is really out there, brother. That really brings a tear to the eye.
I'm telling you, it was hard to read, I got to say.
He had me sobbing in here.
That.
Sobbing.
Yes. Yes. And Phantom, mm-hmm. I appreciate you sharing your work, too. And
well,
you need to keep writing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
I have a couple poems tonight, if I may.
Absolutely.
Of course.
The first one is once again regarding David Hall, a poet that died just recently, and that it was a friend to so many. I have a poem written by Debbie Alta Parmakis, who also writes under the name of She Whoopinlust on All Poetry, and the name of her poem is "Sweetest Bro of Mine."
Okay.
And it is dedicated to Poetic Theorem. And it goes like this. Sweetest bro of mine, I miss you. Sad I am that you are gone. You were kind, your heart ever true. In heaven you now belong. Your angel wings that you now wear. To all you loved, you showed you such care. Your angel wings. Your angel wings, it's your heart that you'll always share. Sweetest bro of mine, I miss you. You're so deep in my heart. Without you, bro, I'm feeling blue. Always so wise and smart. Within my heart, you did engrave all of your advice that you gave. Within my heart, your sweet memory I will save. Sweetest bro of mine, I miss you. I know you're now at rest. With Jesus you live. Life's brand new. Bro, to me, you're the best. You're writing your poems from above with such tenderness and much love. You're writing your love that's carried on wings of dove.
Nice. Deb used to call our show, and that was a great piece by her. Piece by a great poet about a great poet. Read by a great poet. We're just blessed.
Well, you got that. 2 out of 3, right? So.
Oh no! Don't laugh yourself off, brother. You're a good spoken word artist.
Well, I have one more that I have written that I'd like to share with you this evening. The title is "The Celebration," and it's written in quatern form.
Okay.
We celebrate the days of fall, the cool, crisp air, the changing hues, colors worthy of Marc Chagall. Delight our eyes with splendid views. Around the campfire we amuse. We celebrate the days of fall, telling ghost stories, frights, and boos, all in fun with s'mores for all. Dunking for apples, we have a ball. Apple cider, donuts to choose. We celebrate the days of fall. Fresh pumpkin smell now ensues. Hot chocolate and some autumn brews. Harvest time, a blessing for all. Harvest moon smiles down. We've paid our dues. We celebrate the days of fall.
Nice, nice.
Dennis, thank you so much for calling us, man, and thanks for staying up late, and thank you most of all for your work and for just your great friendship with the show. Thank you.
All your hard work promoting us, it shows each week, brother.
It's a great show, and I will keep on promoting it because it's worthy of promotion.
I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, we'll be back at the normal time next week for anybody listening. This is not a normal thing.
No, this is a one-off or a two-off. So well, that's probably a one-off, and then we'll probably do a replay of a show for the next football game, which we don't know what the date is yet, but we're working on that.
Yeah, we won't do this to everybody later. But yeah. Thank you, sir.
Okay, well, thank you all, and God bless.
Thank you, Dennis. Get some sleep. I know you got to work early.
Yes, I do. Thanks. It was worth it.
All right. So time's running short. If you want to get a call in, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
We have a couple submissions and something else come up in our last segment here. But if you want to be one of the last callers, give us a call. I know it's kind of late, but that's great. It's late night poetry. It's kind of fun.
Exactly. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. I'm Jay Todd. We've got Michael, the Phantom, the Half Squatch, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Pocket Coupon Directory. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. Denver Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, DenverAutoStore.com. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
My gift is my soul.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
And this one's for you.
Poetically speaking, of course.
And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I love this version of this song.
I know. It's
a good
one.
Did we do a Hootenanny on this song the last time?
Did we do it?
Yes, we did.
Did we really?
Yes.
Is it this song?
It was
yes,
this song.
Yes, it was exactly this song.
And did we just call it a hoot?
You wait a minute.
We did call it a hoot twice.
Yes, we
I
have.
I don't think you've played the song twice.
Oh, the half squatch failed. Is this a correction for next week?
This is.
No,
hey, no, I just
stop. Jackals, stand back. I think he has not played that version before.
Yes, he has.
I will go
we
find the show
it.
that was on.
He might
we
have played.
We discussed it was the Ewan McGregor version.
The Elton John. Really?
No, he yes. played the Ewan McGregor version.
Really? Yeah. Did you really?
I'm ashamed.
Jackals attack!
I'm sorry. I think it was right around the Valentine's.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, okay. It was.
Dang it.
You know, I'm really glad I'm above any jokes about large groups of people coughing.
Yeah, whatever. You
wow.
said during break we sound like a bunch of Doc Holidays.
I was talking about the sauce.
Oh.
Anyway, okay, so more submissions.
That's
I
holidays,
knew he was on the sauce.
This one is from Sandra Reynolds. She sent it in to worldpoetryopenmic.net. But in the meantime, if you want to get on the air to be one of our last callers,
you're going
to
want to call 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. This one is from, like I said, Sandra Reynolds. It's called Oh How Sweet It's Friday. Retirement brings the day of rest when life was once a day of test. My Fridays never change like fall with dress-down jeans and Tattersall. No boss condemns my sluggish acts or work upon my desk and stack. No lunch with mates from paper bags or dried up tuna or voices nag. Ah, life is good. My check arrives. You say the government lies? No pay this month because they're broke? Oh no, you're kidding. It must be a joke. I bet Congress gets their pay and more. I'll cry and stamp my feet upon the floor. Wait, I still have my slippers on my feet, my hair in curlers. I look so sweet. It's broadcast time on J. Todd's show. The Phantom, Michael, people we know. Could Friday get any better with wine and cheese? I'll just sit and unwind.
Nice. like that poem.
I like it too. And Sandra, you know, if you're listening, I know it's a little bit late. If you're listening to the rebroadcast, the one thing that might make the scenario on Fridays better is crackers.
There you go.
Are you saying we are?
Well, something in her poem jogged my memory. The government's closed down, which means the NSA is not listening to us.
Yay!
Which means anybody can call with whatever poem they want.
Which also, it's not the NSA who stopped us before.
It was the FAA.
Mr. Hagelberg says otherwise.
The flight administrator?
Okay.
Remember what kind of cold medicines I'm on.
Oh, gosh, all right. Okay. All right. Look, let's just stop talking about the government. Everybody else is talking about the government for us. Let that go.
We'll leave that to political talk. We do poetry here.
We do. Okay. Now.
And political talk.
Now, I wanted to ask you. I know, do we have any callers who are in right now? And it's a little bit late. Right. I didn't really expect it. Do you guys mind if I read a short one that's mine personally?
I don't mind at all.
Yes. Okay.
I would love it, actually.
I mean, I do want to hear it.
This one's called Songs Played Backwards. It's not easy to remember it. I can see the memories flash across my mind like film, brittle, miscolored, mistreated, and sepia-toned, across an old, tattered screen. I can hear it like songs played backwards and real meanings discovered. That's what she said when that's what she really said when she said, "Watch me." I can smell it like an old baseball glove or a jacket in the attic somewhere, dusty and scentless. Yet if you press your nose to it and imagine, you can smell the oil and the fun and the victory and the defeat that it experienced. I can feel it like cold through a heavy sweater, still new, still painful, yet blunted by the moats and defenses I've learned to put up, like a country with many enemies. I can remember it, but it's not easy to remember. Better to put on another sweater and forget.
Nice.
So that one's called Songs Played Backwards.
I like that one.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
What, you're stealing Steve's gimmick now, too, on top of that?
I think there was the elves leave the building, the dwarves will play.
There you go. When Smog's away, the dwarves will play.
This is about as nerdy as we can get.
All right.
No, we can get nerdier.
Are we going to call it a night, guys?
Well, I was going to...
Okay, do one more.
No, I haven't found it. I was... Looking hoping for a little bit of time to find a really good one.
Well, we'll buy you time.
Hey, did you know that hermit crab droids were small crab-like droids with six legs and two stalked eyes?
Where did this come from?
I can totally dress up Chewie as an AT-AT for Halloween.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
You know, guys, hey, do you realize we're still on the radio?
Yeah, I was going to say, I have not found one. I apologize.
All right, so.
That was anticlimactic.
You've heard the late night edition,
early morning,
and extra loopy edition of World Poetry Open Mic. I'm Jay Todd. For Michael, for Phantom,
we salute
you. Half Squatch. For our executive producer, Mary Cohen, thank you guys very much.
And good night.
You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Out on the scene today. Blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. Comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. That my feelings took a ride today into a black box, and it came out gray.